I am afraid. I am so scared. Fear is real. Fear is truly a powerful force. But the really good news is that fear can be cured. It can be conquered. However, before such victory can be achieved, we need to fully understand fear. What it really is, how it develops, and how it needs to be handled and overcome. Fear, in reality, does not actually exist. It is only imaginary. It occurs in our life only because we allow it to occur in our minds. U.S. President Franklin D. Roosevelt once said, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself." Such a statement seems to suggest that fear is imagined and is indeed a real enemy. Fear is defined as false evidence appearing real. The fact of the matter is that if fear exists, it will always be accompanied by its friend called doubt. Together, they make a mighty force that paralyzes the recipient and keeps them from ever achieving what they, in fact, are capable of accomplishing. As I have previously stated, it is my experienced opinion that fear in and of itself really does not exist. It is only imagined as we individually allow our thoughts about it to enter and permeate our minds. Since we ourselves have allowed fear to enter our minds, then we can also cast it out of our thought processes and hence cure our own fear. That ought to excite those of you who are being held hostage by your own fears. Successful people are problem solvers. They quickly recognize wherever a problem exists and immediately identify its cause and then immediately set about resolving the problem by coming up with an acceptable solution. On the other hand, failure-oriented folks encounter a problem and are stopped dead in their tracks by it. Forward motion halts, and fear sets in, which ensures no solution is forthcoming. Hence, the problem continues on and on and on. Fear is indeed success enemy number one. Fear stops people from capitalizing on opportunity. Fear wears down physical vitality. Fear actually makes people sick, causes organic difficulties, shortens life, and fear closes your mouth when you want to speak. Fear, uncertainty, lack of confidence explains why there still exist economic recessions, failing economies, and political upheavals. Fear explains why millions of people accomplish little and enjoy little as they live their lives. Fear today is psychological. Worry, stress, strain, anxiety, embarrassment, tension, and panic all flow from an individual's mismanaged negative imagination. If you are attempting to achieve success in your future, then you must identify and eliminate fear from your life. The sooner, the better. Allow me to share with you some information I know about fear. Fear always carries with it two running mates. Whenever you see one, you will always see the other two. They are doubt and lack of confidence. This unhealthy trio will destroy any of your chances to succeed in your life unless and until you exterminate them from your mind. Success is an all-purpose elixir to everyone. Nothing breeds more success than success itself. Success begets more success. Now listen to me carefully. All confidence is acquired, developed. No one is born with confidence. Those people you know who radiate confidence, who have conquered worry, who are at ease everywhere and all of the time, developed and acquired their confidence, every bit of it. You can too. There is one thing and only one thing that will cure your fear. And that is for you to face your fear and do that very thing that scares you. As Dr. David J. Schwartz correctly says in his book, The Magic of Thinking Big, action cures fear. Indecision, postponement, procrastination, all fertilize fear. You see, dear friends, fear is basically a lack of faith. What I mean by that is that the opposite of faith is doubt. And as I have previously mentioned, doubt is a partner of fear. Now, faith connotes hope. Both faith and hope are action words. They imply that there is an action that is needed to be taken before the results of the words are achieved. The word faith is defined in Holy Scripture. The book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." When we face tough problems, we stay mired in the mud until we take action. Hope is definitely a start, but hope needs action to win victories. Trust me. Put the action principle to the test. Put it to work. The next time you experience big fear or even little fear, steady yourself. Then search for an answer to this question. What kind of action can I take to conquer my fear? Isolate your fear. Then take appropriate action. You will survive and your confidence will have risen. Your fear will have diminished and your doubt will be gone. And finally, just remember, hesitation only enlarges, only magnifies the fear. Take action promptly. Be decisive. Action cures fear. Leaders gotta lead.